Shaykh, Rabbi Hammer.
I'm on some kind of email mailing list that sends me a vocabulary word every day. And usually I know the words, so I just delete it. But today the word was braziloquent. I never heard it before, but I figured out that it means to be eloquent with brevity. So I said, okay, Hashem, I get the message. So, Mar says like this at the end of the first parak in the Gila. Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matu, Godel Kamatari Yeshim Kibra Avei. Shekol Oishim Shonim Shol Yaakov Inu Bavei Seiva Leinena. So that he learns that Yaakov Inu was really away, and later it says that he was away from his father for 22 years, and then as an oinus for that, Yosef was away from him for 22 years. But the Maaser and the Chesmen, he was away from his father for 36 years. But 14 of those years was in Shem Veiv. So that was, for Lima Torah, that he wasn't in. So, and the Gemara, so how do you know that this Chesmen, the Amamar, so they don't say who's the man, the Amamar. That Ma said, Lama nimnu shnoisav shal yishmoel kdei liyachas mem shnoisav shal yachas. Why did the Torah say that Yishmoel had 137 years? It's only nageya to make a cheshbon to figure out where Yaakov was at different ages. And the servant, the Gemara goes with the whole cheshbon. So Rashi says, Lama nimnu shnoisav shal yishmoel. What's the kasha? Lama nimnu shnoisav shal yishmoel. It's nice of Shishmael. What's the basis of the kasha? Why not count the years of Yishmael? So Rashi says that built into the kasha is Malonu Limnus Shemus Shneiser Rishon. Why are we counting the years of Rishon? And the Turiyevin and Megillah says doesn't understand Rashi's shot because the Gemara says in Balvastra that Yishmael also Tshuva. So he's not a Rasha. So he's not a Rasha. Why does Rashi say that it means that the Kasha is based on Malon and Limnois Shnei Sereshon? So the truth is that the Rashi is based on a Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah in the end of Parshas Vayera, which I didn't prepare but was prepared for me. So the Medrash Rabbah says at the end of Vayera that there was a few chachamim that were having a debate about the question of why Yishmael's years were counted. And they say, so listen to the lesson of these chachamim who asked the question. They say, Bela told Yishmael ben Avram, Rav Chama Baruch Bev Rabban Havi Yashvin and Miskasin. They were sitting and asking, Ma'aroa HaKosev Liyachis told Yosef Sharosakam. So the words in the Rashi Megillah are almost straight out from the Medrash. So the Medrash answered frames it in that format. So the Gavi, the Turiyavis Kasha is already over. I mean, nothing wrong with Rashi playing the Gemara like the Medrash. But the Medrash says the follow-up, what was the follow-up? That of Reb Levi, Reb Levi came walking by. So Omri Ha'asa Mara Dishmaitza. So they said, oh, the big time of Chacham over here. The Shalini, let's ask him. Omri Reb Levi, B'shem Reb Chama, L'diyachav and Kama Shonim Nishbarach Zikmacha. And she said, to make the cheshbon of Yaakov's years, basically the same teretz that the Gemara gave, is the teretz that, but it's a funny story. Well, they had the Shiloh. And in the Shiloh they already held Yishmael Zerush. And they saw Reb Levi, oh, big time chacham, let's ask Reb Levi. And Reb Levi answered, I'm Reb Levi, b'shem Reb Chama. So it's interesting that He didn't answer in his own Torah, he said over someone else's Torah. So what's with this mice over here? It's a, what are they trying to bring out with this whole mice? And then, and when we look at the other Gemara that the Turi Evan is asking from, where he's timing on Rashi, that why did Rashi say, Malon alumnus mice are Shayim? The Gemara says, they smile us a tshuva, that and the Gemara Baba Basra. So now what was that story? What was that Gemara? Also a story. But that Gemara is going on this week's parsha. So this piece is the end of this week's parsha. That Gemara is going on the beginning of this week's parsha. And the beginning of this week's parsha it says, "Vashem berech Avram b'kol." And then he sent Eliezer to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. So, but before that it says, "Hashem berech Avram b'kol." So what does b'kol mean? So they bring him a machlokes tanaim. One mandama says it means that he had a daughter. One mandama says he didn't have a daughter. One mandama says he had a daughter named Bakar. One mandama says he was a baki with segminas. They go through the whole list. And then at the end they say Dover Acha, without a name, that Esav didn't go up to Derech in his lifetime. And another Dover Acha is that Yishmael Asa Tshuva B'yomo. That Yishmael did Tshuva in Yaakov's lifetime, Abraham's lifetime. So the Gemara says Menola, which is interesting in its own right, if you learn about Basra, what do you mean Menola? You're just asking it. But so they say Menola. So the Gemara says, also another Maisa. He heard Ravina, Rav Chama, Barbuzi, Haviyasvi, Kameh, the Rav. These two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rav. We come an Amnim Rav, and Rav was napping. And Amalei Ravina Rakhon Babuzi Vadi Damrisu Kamisa Shiesh Bagvi Zui Musas and Shal Tzadika. It's true this that you said that when it says Bayigva, it means he's a tzaddik. So, it says it by Dara Mabo. She says, no, Anam Gvi Vasifa Kamir. It has to say Bayigva by Yosef. So now we're again at the end of the passage. Well, Yishmael Dashibbe Gvi Vasifa. Aye, by small says, by Yosef. Adhach Isabu Rav. So Rav woke up. Amalahu, Dadiki. Young fellows, which is maybe a little bit of an insult. He says, Hachi Am Rav Yechon, Yishmael Asa Tshuva B'chayav. You have to remember from Rav Yechon that Yishmael did Tshuva in his father's lifetime. Shenema was Dariah, Vayipru Oysoy, Yitzhak Yishmael Bono. It says that Yitzhak and Yishmael buried him. So, why does it say Yitzhak before Yishmael? And if you're going to say Derech Chachmasan, how come later it says Esav and Yaakov buried Yitzhak? So, Mimele, it goes by age. And Esav took his spot based on his age. But Yishmael was Mavata to Yitzhak based on his superior learning of Torah. So you see that Yishmael was also true. With the Akadme Adbury, Adbury Adbury, Medvabri, Shmam, and Tubav, and Biyama. So you see that Yishmael respected Yitzhak, he let him be ahead at the Levaya, and presumably he didn't do Tshuva right now after the Mason he did before. So that's the riot that Yishmael over Tshuva, Biyama. Okay. Now the truth is that this is not, so that's the end of the Gemara. But the truth is still a parallel. If a guy, he was over Tshuva B'yomo, so he's not a shegetz. He did Tshuva. So he's a tzaddik from the Torah that says V'yigwe V'yosef. V'yigwe V'yosef, when we say, we only use it by tzaddik, we mean not a tzaddik like you and me know a tzaddik. We mean a tzaddik from the Torah. Tzaddik from the Torah is Gera Madrid. So, and he asked him, Yishmael, she told him, Dadiki, what are you talking about? Shmuel asked the tshuva. Nu, is bus. So, you'd rather meet Yishmael than Rabbi Shimon Yochai? I mean, what are you talking about? So, that makes him a Vayigbai by Yosef, right? So, therefore, I this is a piece that I published in my Sefer. And this segment is published in my Sefer, where I argue that that's good for the Pshat. The Pshat is, he's saying that since he did Tshuva, and he was Mechabit his father, the Gili on the Tshuva is what? the way he handled the Levaya of his father. So Mimela, it was Avada, he's not really a Bar Hachi of the Tzadik. Besides, he did tshuva, and the Gili for his tshuva was in how he handled the father's kvura, so he got a lashon by his kvura, that's a Mida Kenagamida, he got a lashon of a Chosva lashon that he wouldn't have been zeichet to on his own merit, but the combination of the tshuva and doing and learning it from the father, that's what enables us to say, by him also, by Yitzhak, by Yosef, not that Yisma was one of the tzaddiki hadaris from the Torah. Okay. So Mimela, so but this is the Turi Yavin's Katzim. Turi Yavin's asking, what's going on with this Gemara Megillah? But he's asking on Rashi. But so we answered the Rashi. But so it's Machlokes HaSugya. But still, why did Gemara and Megillah have this idea that Yisma'el is such a Rasha? We who cares how old he was, right? And then this Gemara says, no, he did tshuva. So I want to say the story like this. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bar Akedah says Achrad Varm Ha'ela. So what does it mean Achrad Varm Ha'ela? So Rabbi Yochanan says Achad Varm Me'ela means Achad Varm Sol Sotin. Because the Sotin came to Davis and he said that Avram never brought a carbon. And Davis said, no, he would bring any carbon I asked him for it. He would even bring his own son. So to prove that, that was the Akedah. Then the Gemara says, Reb Levi Amar. Reb Levi says different. Achad Varm Sol Yishmael Yitzchak. That Yishmael, Amal Yishmael Yitzchak, and he got him from the mitzvahs. Sa'atim altim ben shmeinus yamim, v'ani ben shlashes yishanah. Yishmael said to Yitzchak, I'm bigger than you. Because I had a bris by 13, when I had a choice. I could have stopped it, I did a bedas, all these miles of being 13. And you were a little kid, 8 years old, you had no kayach over there. So Yitzchak answers, he says, Be'eva echad atamigarbi, he says you have some advantage in one eva. Im oimuli akadosh baruch hu zvach atzmecha lefan ani zebeach. I would be my synapses completely if Davis was asked that. Miyad v'lekim nisa sarvam. So, and on this one it says miyad. On the other one it didn't say miyad. It's possible the other one could have been around for many years that time from the sun. And Davis waited for a certain moment, whatever the chesed. But over here in the Reb Levi it says miyad, because it's vice versa. The side of Reb Levi is that Yishmael already did tshuva before the Akedah. It's not just that Yishmael did tshuva sometime in his lifetime. Yishmael did tshuva before the Akedah. And Rashi Altar Taka learns that way. Rashi Altar said, Vikas Neinar Avimai is Yishmael Veliezer. So Yishmael had already done tshuva. So that's a different gather now. If Yishmael had already done tshuva before the Akedah, so that means your small time, years of riches was a limited amount, right? Between he got kicked out shortly after the birth of Yitzhak and he's back in time for that Akedah. So his years of riches are pretty contained. So that's a whole different gather. And so much so that now you need a beer for Yitzhak over your small, because your small he's not only his back, but he says he has a better meal. So you have to be Mavari Yitzchak's Mila Klapa Yishmael, that's a whole pella. But that changes the narrative completely. It's not just the riot at Yishmael as a tshuva. He's did tshuva many years before his Misa. And so it becomes a whole different game. And so I have a little part also that I used to say on this, because it says by Yitzchak that beginning of the parasha that she lived may have asked from the seven son. And Rashi brings from the Medrash Rava, Bas Meir Kibashchav, Bashchav Kibazayin. And then later it says in the parasha that Avram was Meir son, Shim son, and Chamash son, and Rashi says Bashchav Kibazayin, Bashayin Kibashay, Kibenhay. So the Ramban asks, what's the art of this whole word? It says in the same parasha at the end that Yitzhak a day smile is nifta. May a son or slice of son or seven son. So it's like, you know, you're going to say the same thing with your smile. So what do you mean the big after of answering by a wrong and sorry what you're answering? How can you say a thing if your smile has the same specifications and the way he's there? So I'm saying no, but according to this is murder, because according to that Sita that he did tshuva before the Akedah, so the pshat is, his 37 years was 37 years of riches. Meir Shana was that he was a good guy. Shalishim Shana was service on him. That's his years of riches. That's a different spot. It's a different gather, you understand? So that's Gishmak and Teretz on the Rabban's side. Okay. So back to this. So we're saying that it comes out now that there's really two Shitas. And so it's very important to learn up. There's two separate Shitas. The Shita of Rabbi Yochanan who says the Achad Ramel is the Sotan. So Rabbi Yochanan with Shitasa in Bava Basra, we're asking according to him, by the way, when did Gishmak Taka do to Bechlau? Yeah, have a riot from the Kfura. Right, he's smaller Shitasa. He needs a riot from the Kfura. But according to Rebbe, he's smaller to 100 years, you know, many, many years before he was Nifta. And he did Tshuva at age 51, he 86 years ago. So according to him, he certainly did not cause the riot on Yishmael doing Tshuva. And so that's good for the word. Now it's the Gemara in Bava Basra that starts out with learning up our parsha. The Hashem Be'er Savron Bakoil is Lalam Dechad at Yishmael de Tshuva. So Remez, but not enough, they want a Manoah for it. So where's the Manoah? So in that, because obviously you're not holding that Yishmael is part of the Kedah. If in Kachai Sar you first find out that Yishmael de Tshuva, you obviously don't have that whole sugya that he's the whole part of the Akedah. Akedah, he did such a tshuva, the Akedah is a beer against his tshuva. So now you're being maram, is that there's Yishmael as a tshuva. So they sing Manolan, and they say, yeah, you see it by Levi. Right. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shittas. But Rabbi Levi is the one who says Yishmael the tshuva before. So Mamel is very gishmak, the Medrash Rabba. Because they're saying, Lamanim Nishmaisim Sarasim. They want to know why the years of the Rosh are being counted. And then they say, oh, Rav Levi, Marad Shmaitz, a big time of Chacham. Let's ask Rav Levi. But Rav Levi, let's see, Tosei holds Nishka and Kasa. Because Rav Levi holds Yishmael de Tshuva many years before that. In Rav's life, he was a Tzadik. There's only a breakaway Chalik in the middle that he was a Rosh. So when they asked him, he says, I'm Rav Levi, I'm Rav Chacham. He tells him, oh, it's still a term from Chacham, but the chat is, he doesn't need that term. Okay? That's how they're learning. So he told him over, Siddharth Teretz, when you learn that way. Well, so Meir Lakoponim, so the Rashi and Megillah is murder. You know, the Rashi and Megillah has, the Gemara is asking, why do you need Snaish to show Yishmael? And why not? First of all, he's mostly a good guy. Second of all, my husband has 100 plus the 37. So the whole kasha of why did he be minus necessarily small is only going to the shita that he was taka mainly a rasha. We do a little tshuva by the end, just for the source of Avram. So then it's a hundred together, and then you have to say he's only there, so Yaakov Avinu should buy us his dates in his career. Okay, Valdik. Baruch Hashem, David Shukahofen. I think it's Mahamish Lamita Shantara, but my old insight that I said here many times that Nagalita, the Chazal, don't put it in the same sugi. I was in Halacha sugi, it's always Abai, Ami Yish, or Sami Das, Ami Yish, or Ami Yish. The Halacha sugi, they put the Chokim facing each other. In the Nagalita sugi, they give them separate sugis. So very often, you have to do the work to see which Shita goes with. Okay, so I just want to say a thing about the matzah in Eretz Yisrael. So the very important thing to say that the first thing is this nice Torah, let's say, from my Rebbe Rav Hutner to explain the matzah in his time. but that he was there from 1980. It's a mistake to think that the matzah from today is the matzah from 1980. It's not how it works. But once you're holding in these type of last birurim, so each step is a step forward. I mean, just to be mamfish it. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there's going to be a birur against Bavel shortly before Mashiach, and against Paras, right? And then, sure enough, what happens? The birur against Bavel came already after 1980. It came when they came in and wiped out Saddam Hussein. They wiped out the whole Iraq, having any sleet, any cupboard, any anything. That birur happened and didn't need people from Eretz Yisrael to participate. That was done between the Umm HaSoil and themselves. They made that birur. That's the thing we're putting in the sea. It was after this time. And then even the truth is that even when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Paras, it was Malach, Ad Samach, the Eish Mishicha, also, it's an amazing thing that the same, the Shah of Iran was a Hemsuch of the same Persian kingdom. The Shvur Mach in the Gemara and the Shah of Iran, that's one family. That was Nimshach through all the other turbulence and our people in the Middle East. The Abish kept that family on until the Kala Yisrael came back, and then they cooperated with the Yid, and then they went off the scene. So in other words, that bureau also is a bureau that happened. Of the Bava went away, the Paras went away. That's the open Gemara and Avodah Zarah. We saw with our own eyes. Those who are my age, anyway. But these are my, so each of these things are birurim that are going vital and closer to Achas Hayom. So it's a mistake to think, oh, this is this is the same sugya from 1956. Everything is moving forward. So I just want to say this last nakuda, very very powerful. That we have, it says in the beginning of Sefer of Tehillim in the Medrash, says that if you knew how to be Masada, right in the beginning in the Medrash, you look in the Ark and the other Medrash, they all have it right in the beginning. If we knew how to be Masada, the Perkei Tehillim and the correct Seder, we'd bring Mashiach right away. Because, and the Perkei Tehillim are deliberately rearranged so that each one comes when the Eibusha wants it to come. But it really has all the surges of the Gula. So the Maisha in the 15th Shir HaMaalos is a Kili Purim de Gazah, because it starts out, it's a Shir HaMaalos, the first one. It says Shir HaMaalos with a hey, HaMaalos, first one, is El Hashem Batsarasali Karasi Vayanein. That's the first Shir. And then the second one says Shir LaMaalos. That's in Elohim. And then the next 13 goes back to Hamalas. So what's Shir Lamalas? Rashi says, Ramas b'mizmah sheni lamalas oilas. The second mizmah, the whole idea that there are 15 milas, which there are 15 milas in the base of Migdash, and there's 15 milas to us of love. And all the 15 milas in Yom, the Lamalas, which is the Gisha, the beginning of these milas, says where? In the second capital. It should be in the first capital, obviously. Whatever the other Siddharam are, this is the beginning. So no, it moves it to second. So what's the first that the Chazal, the Masabi Tilm, the Ramel, however exactly it works, I don't know who makes that Siddur. But it's, of course, Alpinavu, Alpiroch, Akayasav. So this first, what is the subject of this first one? So Zohar Rashi. And this is the first one. It says, "Oyoli kigati meshach shachanti im oli keder." So Rashi says, "Malchi poras v'yovan meshach," and the Radak adds that, of course, keder is one of the children of Yishmael. So we're saying, "Oh, oyoli," it's a rachmanos ami that I have to live with these people from keder. And then these are the last two psukim before Shir Lamalas, the last two psukim. Rabba shochna lo nafshi im shoyne shalom. My soul had to endure a lot with the one who hates peace. Ani shoam. V'chi adaber heim ha'mochom. I'm shoam. But v'chi adaber, when I talk, heim ha'mochom. Zok Rashi. Ani shoam imohem. I'm at peace with them. I'm not standing up for them. V'chi adaber aleihem shoam. But if I talk peace with them, heim ha'boim lehilochem bi. Rashi says, they come and fight me. As they smell the shalom coming closer, that they come and fight me. And that's the last thing it says before Shir Lama. So therefore, we should understand that what's going on now is in that context. It's in the context of getting closer to shalom, the real shalom. And that's the last resistance where I'm doing it, I'm talking it, and v'chi adaber, hey ma'am Muhammad, that's the last resistance. They push back with Muhammad. But when we get past that, Shir Lam Alis, then we talk to Zaycha, we go up the steps, and the base of Middash from everywhere. Amen.